civilians, elderly, children living in Gaza, caught between Hamas and Israel. Ben Wiedemann is live for us now in Gaza City, and he has seen it all unfold. Ben, what is the latest there?
Frederica, according to the United Nations, more than 10,000 people have already left that area of Beit Lahia, just to the north of here. I saw one of those leaflets that the Israelis were dropping, and in no certain terms, it said, "You must leave the area." We were there, and we saw that leave, they did. The clock is ticking. It's time to go. Israel ordered the inhabitants of this area in northern Gaza to leave by 2 p.m. Sunday. Hamas told them to stay put. "I don't answer to them," says Ahmed. "I do what's best for us." He's sending his family to safer ground in Gaza City. Relatively safer, that is, although he'll stay behind. Luckily, he caught a taxi to take them away, and not a moment too soon. These children have heard the crash of shelling and airstrikes for days now, but it still terrifies them. This is the third time in the last 5 years Ahmed's family has had to flee their home.
Like almost everybody in this area, we're leaving too. It's dangerous. There's shelling there. There's some people staying behind basically to guard their houses. But as the man back there told me, 80% of the people in this area have already left. And at this time, the deadline to leave ends in 35 minutes.
So, yeah, I think we got it. On the drive into Gaza City, empty streets and rubble from the Israeli airstrikes. By taxi or mostly by foot, the people fleeing the north are heading to United Nations schools, more than 1,000 in this school alone. Food has yet to be provided, the only source of sustenance, a water tanker. Jumma and her family of 15 fled their home at 2 o'clock in the morning. "We told the kids, get up," she tells me. "We walked all the way here. This baby needs milk, but we don't have any. We have nothing, not even safety." There's little to do here but wait until the fighting stops and they can go back to their homes, if they're still there.
And of course it's important to stress that people can move from one part of Gaza to the other, but the Gaza Strip is closed. They can't go into Israel, obviously, and the border to Egypt is only open to those with Egyptian or foreign passports. Frederica?
And then this evening, I mean, it looks awfully placid and quiet right now, but you describe what you're experiencing there tonight.
Yes, right now at this particular moment, Frederica, it is quiet. But just a little while ago, we saw outgoing rockets, we saw airstrikes behind us. To the north, we heard the steady pounding of naval bombardment on targets there. And, of course, that's an ambulance in the background.
Well, so much
something
for the plastic.
Must have happened not far from here.
In an instant, just that quickly and just that easy. All right, thank you so much. Ben Wiedemann, be safe. Keep us posted.